I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Congrats on an amazing game. I know you went out on fire. I'm curious, going out on fire, is that better than going to tribal, final tribal, and not winning? Like, did you play these what if scenarios in your head?
Yeah, absolutely. I think throughout the season we talked about, or like I talked about, like 10th and 4th doesn't matter for me. I came here to win. So I put myself in the best position to win, because had I beat Savannah at Fire, I would have won the game. And that's exactly what I wanted to do. I want to put myself in the best position to win. So going out in Fire was great because A, I've never been voted out of Survivor. B, I had to lose because of Fire. And Fire honestly is kind of just a crapshoot. It's whoever sparks the flame the first. So it's not like I did anything wrong. Savannah never made Fire ever. And she made Fire when it counted. So I'm very happy, because not only that, I got to go pitch as to why my number one ally deserved to win. Going out in Fire, but especially going out against Savannah, kind of ease the blow a little bit, because whoever won that fire making contest would have won season 49.
Got it. Okay. Why? I'm curious, like, do people not practice fire out there at all? Like, you didn't consider fire's coming up, maybe we should practice? It seems like no one did.
You know, yeah. As a fan, I always say that, but really out there, you have all the time in the world, but you also don't have any time, because I pride Survivor and I pride my game on social and strategic maneuverability. And you just got to be talking to people all the time. And I think just kind of like setting aside some time to make fire almost comes off as arrogant, funny for me to say, but it's like, wow, he's practicing fire. It's the final 10. It's the final 15. Like, so I don't know. It's so hard, because why waste time in fire? Because you need to get to fire, right? To even practice fire. So I was more focused on getting there than practicing getting there. So it's so hard. Nobody really practiced fire out there at all.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Okay. Talk to me about your vote for Savannah. Was there anything that Sophie or Sage could have said, or were you locked on Savannah the whole time?
So I'll say this. I'm very proud with how Soph handled FTC. I think for her to have the big blunder about the knowledge is power and still come away with two votes, possibly, I mean, there was a world where she might have won, right? Like, she did great. Sage did great in her own right as well. But I think for me, like, call this selfish all you want, whatever. But knowing what Savannah and I and Soph accomplished, but mostly Savannah and I, in the sense that everybody wanted us out, whether it was for my idol reasons or whether it was for Savannah for being a mean girl, which was not the case. I wanted one of us to win the game, right? So we came back from a 7-3 deficit, and the jury thought that it was because of their self-implosion, which is not the case. It's because of the work that Sav, Soph, and I put in. We made that happen. So for me, going into the jury, I wanted Savannah to get her flowers and get the win. So it was, honestly, I went into the jury, I didn't go to sleep till like 5 in the morning the next day, because I was really pitching everyone why Savannah should win. Because going into the jury, a lot of people weren't high on Savannah. They're like, she just relied on immunities. And I'm like, no, I kind of gave Savannah all the credit that I did in the game. Like, she did this, she did this, she did this, because I wanted her to win. Even though I probably did a lot of the things, I wanted her to win. So everything I did didn't matter. I lost. So I hate when people are like, I would have won this game. No, I lost. So everything I did, Savannah did. And I feel like it helped give her the crown.
I love that. I love that, Rizzo. Allied to the end.
Yes.
Talk to me about Christina's question. Did you know that was coming? And what did you think of the question?
So this is what I'll say. I love Christina now. In the game, we definitely had our differences. And I knew the question was coming. And I want to give power to everyone because the jury is their opportunity to say what they want. And it kind of gave me like that Corinne vibe back from Gabon, where it's like they want their moment. So it's like, all right, Christina, this is your moment. You can have it. But it just got me upset because it's like this question is to literally dunk on Savannah. You're not asking Soph and you're not asking Sage this. You're doing this to make Savannah lose. So it was like it was rough at first. And we didn't see the edit, but Yellow Sophie called Christina out on that. She's like, you can't ask Savannah that without asking Soph and Sage. So it ended up going to Soph and Sage too. But it was hard for me because it felt like she was trying to dunk on Savannah. But Savannah handled it perfectly. And I think people saw past that question and still gave her the vote to win, obviously.
Yeah. Of course, we have to talk about your idol holding it on 9 tribals. Huge part of your story, like honestly wild. Steven did tell me in his exit press that like toward the end, I think people started getting quote unquote annoyed a little bit. Did you perceive that from the jury? And did you feel like they didn't really appreciate sort of the restraint you had not playing it?
Yeah, I think, I don't know how to say this. I think super fandom, like the only like true super fan savant of the game was Juwan and Nate, right? So from my perspective, I was doing so many things behind the scenes, right? And the only way I can differentiate myself from Savannah, who the jury is seeing winning immunity after immunity, is pulling out these theatrics. And while I do think they were annoyed with it, I think they were more so annoyed because they were like, how is this kid keep on getting away with it every single time? Because all the theatrics were all calculated. I played a fake idol. I mean, I made a fake idol to hopefully lure Christina in. My whole big plan was, because everyone thought I was this cocky, confident kid. So I wanted to go up to Jeff and be like, you guys thought you had us in the bag. We are voting Steven out and there's nothing you can do about it. In hopes that Christina will be like, this kid is wrong, and was going to play her idol. I had my fake idol, whatever. So once Christina already got up and played her idol, I thought, honestly, this is actually perfect because I'm going to go up, make a speech, tell everybody I'm playing it on Savannah to show the jury that I knew who the other side was going to vote for, but they know that it's not going to happen. So it was kind of to rub it in their face a little bit to be like, I'm running this game, not you guys. And then the final 6 theatrics with like the idol with Steven going home, we thought Steven was going to go home. We knew he had a block of vote, but when he didn't play the block of vote because he had to play it back at Tribal, I thought, oh my God, Sage and Christina lied to us. I need to figure out what was going to happen. So the reason why I went up to Jeff was I was trying to stall. Like, I didn't want him to read the votes. I was trying to think, am I getting votes for? Did they split the vote 2-2-1? And do I have to play the idol on myself? Do I have to play it on me? Did my lie about my final 6 idol work? So I didn't want to really make a scene out of it, but I needed to think of everything because when you're voting, it's like 2 minutes and then Jeff reads the votes. I'm like, I need as much time to think about all the permutations. So I think people thought I was just showboating when in reality, there was calculations behind all my moves. And the idol was something I've always wanted to do as a fan. My first season was Token Cheens, JT. And the next season after that was Russell Hance. And I know we all hate Russell Hance, but he was a game changer with that idol. I grew up with people making an idol as a statement. And in the new era, people are like afraid to have an idol. They're like, I don't want it here. Play it. I'm like, why? Why?
Or they go home with it.
Right. So I wanted to bring power back to the idol. And I feel like I did that. I put fear in people's hearts. I had to have them work around my plans. I literally had a god idol like Yule had in Cook Islands without the power of using it after the votes. And I feel like I left a mark. I feel like people for seasons to come will talk about what I did with the idol, even the lie about having the idol at final 6. I took a lot of Tony from Cagayan and Ferris from Australian Survivor into my gameplay. And I feel like I did that and I made a statement with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you talked a lot about your family and your community, making them proud. I actually have an Albanian friend. I kept sending clips to him. I'm like, you got to see this kid. What did your community and your family think watching the show back?
Oh, man, I've said this in other interviews, but I was not only the first Albanian person to ever play Survivor. I'm the first Albanian person to ever play in CBS reality TV. So it meant a lot to me to not only represent my family that sacrificed so much to go out there. My whole life, my family wanted the white picket fence dream, the American dream. We never had that. But my parents always said this, Rizzo, if there's one thing you do, it's you go chase your dream. I don't care what it is. You can be a janitor. You can be a lawyer. You can be the president. You can be a Survivor winner. Just go chase your dream. And Survivor was my dream. And had I been first boot, whatever. I did my dream. I'm happy. I made them proud. But I had moment after moment after moment. Not only I made my parents proud, but I made my country of Albania proud, my friends proud. Like, I get so much love. I'm representing such a small country. We're so prideful. And I left my legacy. And not that I was playing to ever get on 50 because I didn't care about that shit. But it clearly made enough of an impact to get me the invite back. So it everything happens for a reason.
Facts, yeah. That was my next question. Talk to me about finding out you were on 50 right after you were playing. And was there a zero hesitation or...
Yeah, so I'll kind of lay out the land a little bit. After the game ends up, we sleep, whatever. The next day, production pulls me into a room. Jeff is on the Zoom. And I was thinking, like, this is what Jeff does with all the people in the finale. I was like, Jeff, you just called me Riz God. It's like we're best friends, man. What's going on? And Jeff, very stone-faced, Rizzo, season 50 is around the corner. And then, like, he hypes it up. And I'm like, you better ask me to be on season 50. And then he asks me, and I start crying. I'm like, holy shit, like, this is crazy. This is cinema. And of course I say yes. Like, I say yes before I even talk to my family. So lo and behold, I go home. My family sees me at the airport. They're like, oh my God, we're so happy to see you. You look so skinny. You look like you just died. And I was like, stop crying because I'm leaving again in 9 days to go on Survivor. They're like, what is going on? And I didn't tell them how I placed on 49. So
wow.
Like, I told them, like, you know, I left the mark. Maybe I'm the winner. Like, you know, who knows? I'm gonna go out there. And my mom was so gutted because she saw me and, like, she's so protective. She's like, you can't go out there. I was like, you're crazy. I'm going right there again to see Jeff Probst. So it was amazing. I'm so grateful. I'm actually very happy it happened the way it happened. And I'm excited to be a part of season 50 with all the greats.
Yeah. Yeah. You talked about Riz God and becoming a legend of this game, you know, not even talking about 50, but do you feel like you accomplished that with 49?
I do. I really do. I wanted to be a legend. I wanted to cement myself. And I think what being a legend entails is not only a good player, but a good character. And I think the first half of Survivor 49, you saw Riz God, the goofy guy, the guy that was funny. My fishing scene that obviously I failed out. Me doing a confessional.
Puzzles.
Yeah, puzzles. My first challenge, my fight for supplies with Alex. I wanted to give Survivor my all. I wanted to be vulnerable. I wanted to be myself. You saw Rizzo, the human. You saw Riz God, the character. And then you saw me play this kick-ass game. I made a game-changing, like, I was innovative with the idol. I had a great alliance. I came back down from a 7-3 minority to have a 3-person majority in the final four. That's got to mean something. Everybody's like, oh, we all self-imploded. Bullshit. Savannah, Soph, and I made this happen. Give us our flowers. And I had two best friends in Savannah and Soph. I got the loved one letters. I got to share my story. And most importantly, I had Jeff Probst snuff my torch by calling me the Riz God. That's never happened in Survivor. And nobody on the island knew about the Riz God. Obviously, the audience did, but nobody on the island knew until Jeff snuffed my torch. So it was.
I didn't even think about that, Rizzo.
Yeah, it was funny. Savannah and Soph did know a day or two prior because we were all doing our, like, sharing secrets. Savannah's like, I'm a news reporter. And I'm like, I'm the Riz God. And Soph's like, I went to Duke. All, like, stupid ass secrets. But it was so funny. And then, so nobody knew. Then Jeff was like, Riz God. And the jury's like, what the hell is going on? So it was amazing. I'm very happy with my experience. I love Jeff. I love production. I love the whole cast. And I mean, it got me on 50. So
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.